for this evening, May 24th, 2016. Please note that assistive listening devices for the use of council chamber are available upon request from the staff at the clerk's office or from Barb here to my right. Please ensure all cell phones are turned off or placed on silent. And I will ask Councillor DeBoer to start with the meeting with a prayer, but if we could ask everybody first of all to stand, and we'll ask for a moment of silence for the biggest nightmare any parent could ask for or have is the loss of two young men that happened here in Caledon over the weekend. So if we can just have a moment of silence, please.
Okay, help us this day to run with patience the race that is set before us. May neither opposition without nor discouragement within divert us from our goal. Inspire us in both strength of mien and steadfastness of purpose, that we may meet all fears and difficulties with unwavering courage, and that we may fulfill the quiet fidelity of the task committed to our charge.
Okay, is there any members of council who have disclosed any pecuniary interest? Councillor DeBoer?
Yeah, I have with the planning report May 17th, the in-camera discussion, I think staff report 2016-15.
Okay, duly noted. Moved by Councillor Misipelli, second by Councillor McClure, that the council meeting minutes dated May 10th, 2016 be approved. All in favor? Councillor Befford.
Thank you, Mayor Thompson. If I may, on the deferred item with regard to Highway 10, I wasn't here for the meeting, so I'd like to make sure that the comments that were asked of me when I was at the meeting get passed on. And one was that it was appreciated that they were given a heads up at MTO about this particular issue. And the second part is important for us. When I ask if there were any discussions ongoing with regard to a bypass, the answer was it is not on our radar. And I thought those two points were important to share with council.
Okay. If there's no further comments, I will call the vote. All in favor? Carried. Okay. Okay, we got that taken care of. Awards and recognition. On behalf of council, I would like to recognize the Bellefonte and Jenner store located at 758 Bush Street for recently being designated as a heritage property in the town of Caledon. The general store has quite historical significance in the community. It was originally built in 1888 by Charles Overland as a hotel, and the place as an inn that was destroyed by fire. It recently has been rejuvenated as a general store again under the guidance of its current owner, Garth Turner, and a store manager, Lorna Adoth. And it will be carried forward as its historical role in the community. Thank you to Mr. Adoth, for preserving Kelland's history through the general store and achieving this heritage designation. Are there any urgent matters of business? Councillor, okay. Moved by Councillor DeBoer, second by Councillor McClure. The motion without notice be introduced regarding autism spectrum disorder as it is time sensitive. All in favor? Okay. Here we go. Moved by Councillor DeBoer, second by Councillor Downey. Whereas autism spectrum disorder is now recognized by most common neurological disorder affecting one in every 94 children, as well as their friends, family, and community. Whereas applied behavior analysis, ABA, is a scientific process based on an objective evaluation and based on interventions used to achieve meaningful, generalizable, and endurable behavior changes. Insensitive behavioral intervention, IBI, as an application of principles of ABA in an insensitive setting used to affect the behavioral change and improvement. Whereas the current waiting list of children for intensive behavioral intervention, IBI, is over 2,000, and more than 13,000 children await applied behavior analysis, ABA. Whereas the province of Ontario has announced it intends to discontinue IBI services to children over the age of four, provide one-time payment to assist with services, thereby abandoning thousands who have been on the waiting list for years. Whereas there are two service models affected children to be treated, one direct service offering, DSO, where children receive services directly trained staff, the Ontario 9 regional service providers, and two, direct funding offering, DFO, where parents receive funding directly in order to purchase services. And whereas DFO model to provide services used in Alberta, British Columbia, intermittently in Saskatchewan, such as a model is clinically rigorous and has been identified by the Auditor General of Ontario as being less expensive than the Ontario's DSO model. Now, therefore, be resolved that a letter be sent to the Honourable Tracy McCharles, Minister of Children and Youth Services, Alexander Bresna, Deputy Minister, Dr. Eric Hodgkins, Minister of Health, Honourable Kathleen Wynne, Premier of Ontario, requesting the province to, one, amend the policy that one will be allowed the children on current waiting list to receive IBI services as promised to them, two, remove the age limit for IBI therapy and replace it with a program that provides ongoing IBI services based on the need of individual development, not age. Three, ensure oversight by professionals and parents based on development progress criteria and milestones. And four, adopt a direct funding offering, DFO model, in lieu of the current direct services offering of DSO model. And further, that a copy of this resolution be forwarded to MPP Sylvia Jones, Region Appeal Medical Officer of Health, and all municipalities within the County of Dufferin. No comment? Yes. Councillor DeBoer?
This is in response to BC in the correspondence package. The Town of Shelburne actually passed this resolution last week, and actually they passed it at the time when our MPP was actually speaking in the House last week with regards to the removal of the services. So this is just a continuation of the support that the Town of Shelburne has, and if you've been involved in Caledon in the schools, you also know that we try and do within our school system here a lot of work with autistic children. So this is in response to supporting the many families that are finding themselves now without the support from the province.
Okay. Councillor Bradford?
Yes, I'd just like to request that a copy also be sent to the chair of the Peel District School Board and the Dufferin Peel Separate School Board.
Okay.
This issue is extremely important with regard to behavior and the support services that they have to provide at the school level. I think they'd be appreciative of knowing what our thoughts are.
Great suggestion. I think we can do that as directed. Any further? Okay, I'm going to call the vote. All in favor? It's unanimous. It's carried. So we have no delegation, so to committee recommendations. First report to General Committee, May 17th, 2016. Moved by Councillor Downey, second by Councillor Misipelli, that May 17th, 2016 General Committee report recommendations regarding the following consent items be adopted. Staff report 216-066, Peel Regional Governance. Staff report 2016-54, read 2016 final tax levy rates. Staff report 2016-51, first quarter 2016 operating budget variance report. Staff report 2016-59, request for funding for the Ontario Municipal Cycling Infrastructure Program, OMCIP. Staff report 2016-057, naming of a new park facility, Southfields. Staff report 2016-050, 2016 Community Green Fund recommendations. And Accessibility Advisory Committee report dated April 14, 2016. No questions? All in favor? Carried. Moved by Councillor Misipelli, second by Councillor McClure, that May 17th, 2016 General Committee report recommendations regarding the following matters be adopted. Staff report 2016-065, proposed clean yards bylaw. Staff report 2016-56, proposed municipal alcohol policy. Staff report 2016-052, standardization of fleeting equipment. Staff report 2016-064, public sector network, PSN update and new agreement authorization. Permitting hens with residential areas, urban forests and streetscapes, walk-friendly communities, student transportation for the region appeal stopper. Callan East Revitalization Committee, CERC presentation requested, Sal Patron presentation request, human trafficking awareness, confidential report 2016-14 advice on subject solicitor-client privilege, including communications necessary for purpose of litigation, including matters before administrative tribunal affecting the municipality, Green Propeller Design, Corporation of the Town of Caledon, CL Construction, and the settlement of the construction lien. All in favor? Carried. Moved by Councillor Downey, second by Councillor DeBoer, that May 17th, 2016 General Committee report recommendations regarding the following matter be adopted. Lobbyist registry. And there's an amendment to it. Moved by Councillor Shaughnessy, second by Councillor Municipalli, that the matter be deferred until the next council meeting. All in favor of the deferring the lobbyist registry? Councillor Shaughnessy.
Thank you very much, Mr. Mayor. This is Councillor Innes's endeavor, and she's away, and I feel really bad to try to amend her original motion. I had a couple of concerns since the last meeting. One was that a caution that the CAO said at that meeting about the costs of all these motions coming forward. So that was one. And then two, in the actual motion, it talks to that the Region Appeal is actually creating a lobbyist registry. And I just think that they are close to getting done, and we must let them do the heavy lifting, and then we could take it and interpret that, and it would be much easier on our staff and more cost effective. So instead of amending her motion, I'm just saying, well, why don't we just leave it till she gets back, and then I won't bother amending it.
Okay.
Thank you.
Clerk tells me I'm not allowed to allow people to speak, but Councillor Shaughnessy, I let you because you were the mover of it, but I was ruled that I can't. So I do know there's other speakers, but I can't have you. According to the procedural bylaw, we are not allowed to do this. So I'm going to call the vote on the deferral of the amendment. All in favor? Opposed? It fails. Okay?
I'll just refrain from voting for that.
Yep.
That's fine. Thanks.
Okay, so I'm going to call the original vote. All in favor? Opposed? Okay. Moved by Councillor Downey, second by Councillor Misipelli, that May 17th, 2016, Planning and Development Committee report recommendations regarding the following consent items be adopted. Heritage Caledon report, May 9th, 2016. All in favor? Carried. Councillor DeBoer, can you... Moved by Councillor Downey, second by Councillor Befford, that May 17, 2016 Planning Development Committee report recommendations regarding the following consent items be adopted. Confidential report 2016-15, advice to subject solicitor client privilege, including communications necessary for purpose of litigation, including matters before administrative tribunals affecting the municipality, 5 Dunnington Court, A003-16. And I just want to acknowledge that Councillor DeBoer did declare a conflict on interest on that. All in favor? Carried. Moved by Councillor Downey, second by Councillor Befford, that that May 17, 2016 Planning and Development Committee report be received. All in favor? Carried. Moved by Councillor Misipelli, second by Councillor Downey, that May 17, 2016 Planning Development Committee report recommendations regarding the following matter be adopted. Staff report 2016-061, Peel Region Bolton Residential Expansion Regional Official Plan Amendment Discussion Paper, April 15, 2016. All in favor? Carried. Okay, is there any correspondence that anybody wants pulled from the correspondence package? See none. I will now go to announcements. Councillor DeBoer, as acting mayor, do you have any? Councillor Downey, Councillor Befford, I know you do have one.
Yes, I do, Mayor Thompson. I'm very, very pleased to make this announcement that the official town crier of Caledon was declared the overall winner of last weekend's provincial championships run by the Ontario Guild of Town Criers. Andrew Welch, who was appointed town crier by Caledon Town Council in 2011, edged out both the current world champion and last year's provincial winner by a very small margins to take the win. The event was staged in Perth, Ontario, as part of its 200th anniversary celebrations. Andrew himself sent off some information, and Mr. Mayor, if your office would send that on to the rest of the councillors.
Sure will.
But I think we should be very proud, and along with the letter, you'll see a picture of Andrew. And if you don't think he's proud, you don't know what a picture is. It's just great that we got this kind of reception. He had to do three things during what he was being judged for, and one of them was to declare a proclamation for the town of Caledon. So I'd like to read that one. Another one was to take a specific business within Perth, and then the other one was, I can't remember what
historic,
the third one
was. Wasn't it? About the history.
About the history of Perth.
Yes.
And he nailed all three of them. So congratulations to Andrew Welch.
Okay. Very good. Any other announcements? Councillor Shaughnessy? Oh. Councillor McClure, you have any announcements?
No.
Okay. Councillor Shaughnessy.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Well, I just wanted to say I had a wonderful meeting with Sylvia Jones last week, Conservative MPP for Dufferin-Caledon. I looked to her for her support and her guidance on actually the bypass for Caledon Village. We sat and we discussed it, and she had some great ideas for us to work on. It was very positive, and I look forward to working with her in the future. I did take the opportunity, though, just to confirm something. At the meeting, I confirmed with her that she had heard from multiple sources of my intentions to run as the Liberal candidate against her in the next provincial election. Firstly, I want to ensure the residents of Ward 1 and Caledon as a whole that I have no intentions of abandoning them and that municipal advocacy is my sole focus. I've also, just to let you know, I've written a letter to Patrick Brown, leader of the Provincial Conservative Party, requesting an investigation into the sources of such misleading information. Rumors such as these are divisive and disruptive. And for those individuals who feel compelled to spread false accusations about myself or any member of my family, please be advised that I will be publicly exposing these untruths as I become aware of them and have confirmed that they are being spread within the community. I personally believe this is unhealthy for Caledon, and Caledon deserves better. I do have the letter to Patrick that goes into further explanation of those rumors, which I'm really upset about, but I thought I'd just take the opportunity to express it here at the town of Caledon, my displeasure and unhappiness about it. So thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Okay, according to the bylaw that is saying you can't make those announcements, but I'll let you have this one. This is a freebie.
Too late.
Okay. Is there any council inquiries? Councillor DeBoer?
Yes. Canadian Tire is working on the entrance to their property, and it lines up with it lines up with Holland Drive. And I know a year or two ago, or when the application for Canadian Tire was brought in, there was some discussions within this facility to look at making the Holland Drive entrance and the road line up. And I don't know whether within Public Works, whether there's been some discussions around engineering, but I would wonder whether that work needs to start now or start so that an item can be done in the budget for doing at least the engineering and then maybe down the road looking at the alignment. But I just don't know if anything's happened, and I haven't had a chance to talk, and Fuing's not here, but if you could take it back to Public Works to find out if there's been anything done, because I know a couple of years ago there was some discussions with the public director at that time about this project needing to be thought about.
Yeah.
And I just thought of it when I was coming up past the entrance there. Okay. This week.
Yeah. Amadeo?
Yeah. Through you, Mayor Thompson, to Councillor DeBoer, I'll bring that forward to the director, Fuing Wong, and I'll make sure we get a response for you.
Yeah. No, and I do know what Councillor DeBoer is saying is past history. I know he's correct on the assumption that something should have been underway, but we don't know. Any other, Councillor Downey?
Yes, thank you. Through you, Chair. For development and planning, some months ago I had inquired in regards to zoning for live-work units in Southfield Village. The business owners are looking to have the zoning of the live-work units match the zoning of the business plaza across the street. And just wondering where we are with that. I believe that it was to come back as a report to Council.
Okay. Councillor DeBoer? Befford, sorry. It's getting me a long day. Councillor McClure? Councillor Ms. Pelly?
Thank you, Mayor Thompson. I could have brought this up during correspondence, but it's probably equally as appropriate now. I know in our correspondence package we do have notice of a public meeting regarding the 427 extension to from its current terminus to Major McKenzie. And I know Caledon's position has always been our support for extending it further. I'm just wondering whether town staff will be there, whether there will be any comments offered on behalf of the town furthering support for that notion.
My understanding is I know Hai Ching Zhu, Mr. Moyle, may be able to follow up. I know he's done quite an extensive, and I do know the open house is Thursday evening.
Yes, it's Thursday, May 26th at 3 to 4 p.m. at Le Jardin Conference Center in Woodbridge.
Okay.
I just think it's important when there's an opportunity for us to get that message through to the province that we share it with them.
Yep.
Thanks.
Okay. Councillor Shaughnessy?
No.
Okay. We're done with that. Now we'll move into, okay. Moved by Councillor Downey, second by Councillor DeBoer, that Council should go in confidential session under Section 239 of the Municipal Act for the purpose of confidential verbal report, Judy Porter, Executive Director of Human Resources, regarding labor relations and employee negotiations at QP 966 Collective Agreement. Okay, so all in favor? All in favor? Thank you. All right, we're going to take 5 minutes for everybody to step out, and we'll do the confidential report. And if you want to come back in to, for the final reading of the bylaws, Downey, second by Councillor DeBoer, the confidential verbal report regarding labor relations, employee negotiations, QP Local 966 Collective Agreement be received. That the mayor and clerk be authorized to enter an agreement with QP Local 966 in accordance to the terms and the conditions outlined in the present of the Executive Director of Human Resources for the period April 1st, 2015 to March 31st, 2019. All in favor? Carried. Moved by Councillor Downey, second by Councillor DeBoer, the following bylaws be read the first time and finally passed. Bylaw 2016-043 to provide a bylaw for levy and collection of property taxes for the 2016 tax year. Bylaw 2016-044, a bylaw to designate property known as 7936 Fernandy Road, Side Road, property being a cultural heritage value of interest. Bylaw 2016-045, the bylaw designated the property known as 17211 Old Main Street, Bell Fountain, property being a cultural heritage value of interest. Bylaw 2016-046, bylaw to designate property known as 17258 Old Main Street, Bell Fountain, property being a cultural heritage value of interest. Bylaw 2016-047, a bylaw to amend bylaw 2007-128, being the bylaw to appoint employee of the Town of Callan for statutory positions. 2016-048, bylaw to establish and dedicate as a public highway part lot 1 concession 6 of Albion designated as part 8 of plan 43R31997 and name it to Egger Crop Road. All in favor? Carried. Moved by Councillor Downey, second by Councillor DeBoer. The following bylaw be read first time and finally passed. Bylaw 2016-049, bylaw to confirm the proceedings of the Council Corporation, the Town of Callan, for its Council meeting held on 24th day of May 2016. All in favor? Carried. Councillor McClure, you want to move for adjournment? Councillor Befford, second. All in favor? Meeting adjourned.